This past week, a House committee hearing focused on gun violence in America. Among those who gave testimony was Maya Cirillo. She was that young girl who was a student at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, who actually smeared the blood of a dead classmate on her and played dead so the shooter wouldn't kill her as well. Here's what Maya had to say.
We were just watching a movie, and then she got an email, and then she went to go lock the door, and he was in the hallway, and they made eye contact. And then she went back in the room to sort of go hide, and then we went to go hide behind my teacher's desk and behind the backpacks. And then he shot the little window, and then he went to the other classroom, and then he went, there's a door between our classrooms, and he went through there and shot my teacher and told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head. And then he shot some of my classmates and the whiteboard. When I went to the backpacks, he shot my friend that was next to me. And I thought he was going to come back to the room. So I grabbed the blood and I put it all over me. And
what did you do then when you put the blood on yourself?
Just stay quiet. And then I got my teacher's phone and called 911.
What did you tell 911?
I told her that we need help and to send the police in our classroom.
If there was something that you want people to know about that day and about you, right? Or things that you want different, what would it be?
To have security.
Do you feel safe at school? Why not?
Because I don't want it to happen again.
Now, to be fair, here are some congressional Republicans explaining why it's vital, it's important that Americans have access to guns, like the AR-15. In order of appearance, we have Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, Representative Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado, and then we'll hear from Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican representing the state of Louisiana.
They are a sporting rifle, and it's something that a lot of people, for purposes of going out, target shooting, in my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know, other types of varmints. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons why people would want to have them.
I'm representing my constituents. In rural Colorado, an AR-15 is a gun of choice for killing raccoons before they get to our chickens. It is a gun of choice for killing a fox.
Do you think that there is any room to ban assault weapons in this country? Why does someone need an AR-15?
Well, if you talk to the people that own it, killing feral pigs in the, you know, whatever, the middle of Louisiana, they wonder, why would you take it away from me? I'm law-abiding. I've never done anything. I use it to kill feral pigs. The action of a criminal deprives me of my right.
South Dakota, Colorado, Louisiana, they all must be so proud. While hopes for action in the Senate remain positive, as I said earlier, Mitch McConnell says he's open to raising the age for buying a semi-automatic like an AR-15 to 21. Again, how many times has he pulled the rug out from under his own support? We see frequent polls about guns in America. Here's a poll question. Needs to be asked but hasn't. Do you want an innocent child to be gunned down in school in a manner that requires the need of parents' DNA to identify them? I know all people asked that question would say no. However, among many, their words and lack of actions bring about a different answer. There are GOP House and Senate members who believe they need to vote against all gun legislation so they can keep their job. You know what? If keeping your job entails protecting and empowering crazed, angry psychopaths or killing innocent people, slaughtering innocent children, is that a job worth having in the first place? That is, if you want to be able to have any degree of self-respect. Sadly, we're coming to learn many don't.